Welcome to the show. My name is Matt Williams. You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. Today, I want to talk about what to do when you get those negative thoughts in your head that you're over your head, you can't do this, you shouldn't have started that company, you shouldn't have taken the lead on that project. How are you supposed to handle and process those thoughts? I don't know about you, but there have been several times in my life where those thoughts have just kept coming into my head, and I've had to figure out ways to deal with those. And if you don't have those thoughts, praise God, but I know you definitely have somebody in your life that has those thoughts too. So hopefully this show is an encouragement for you, along with those who you know and who you're walking through life with. Before we get into that, go over to Cross Politic, go look at all the new shows that have come out, go get that exclusive content when you become a member and get great discounts and all that good stuff. All right, so I want to start first in 2 Corinthians 10:5. And Paul talks about here of taking every thought captive. And one of the things that has helped me the most is come to the realization that just as much as we are responsible, as we are able to take control of our actions, we are also able to and commanded to take control of our thoughts. So when we find ourselves meditating and regurgitating the negative thoughts that are going through our minds for whatever reason, if it's just ourself, spiritual warfare, anxiety, feeling like we've bit off too much than we could chew, when we feel like we're going down into the pit of despair, that's a Princess Bride reference, we are able to, through the power of Christ, to take control of those thoughts and think upon positive things and not agree with and not dwell on and not sit on and hang out with these negative thoughts. But we have the ability to rise above it and to meditate and to think about positive things. So don't let yourself go to the pit of despair. Oh, that movie's so good. It makes me want to watch it. Another thing I had to remind myself is even in the moments, I need to remember that those words, those thoughts that are coming my way, the negativity for whatever reason, maybe it's something that happened, maybe it's something I'm thinking about in the future and I'm worried about, maybe it's just this depressed feeling that I have, whatever it is, that it's temporary. The Bible talks about how we go through seasons, times and seasons. And just having that understanding that what I'm going through is temporary really helps, because then I can understand that this isn't, there's not finality to this, that God is going to take me through this, that I'm going to go through this valley and come up to the other side. He's using these times to bring us closer to him and to prepare us what he has for us next. Oftentimes, it's a way for God to bring us back to him, to fall at his feet, to come back and find ourselves in an attitude of prayer and reading the Bible and going back to where we left off and finding ourselves at the feet of Jesus. And this is a great time to remember and to reflect on what God has called us to. And that's why I always drive home that we need to understand what God has called us to and what our vision is for our lives and what God is going to be using us for and what that next step is, whatever it is, what has God commanded us to do? Because when we go through these times of negativity and depression and those thoughts that are just coming through our head, we can fall back to what God has called us to do. And if we are obeying his commands, then we can just trust God. We don't have to fight. We can let him fight this battle, this negativity for us, and he will pull us through this if we are obeying what God has called us to. So make sure that you know the vision for your life. Make sure that you are obeying what God has called you to do, and that will help you get through these times, because they are just a season and they will pass, and God will carry you through this when you come to him. Another big thing for us nowadays, especially with social media, with our phones, we're always plugged in, is we got to stop comparing ourselves to other people. When I think about this, it reminds me of when I go running. I love running. I used to hate it, but then my wife gave me some tips on actually how to run correctly, and it turns out there is a way to run correctly. Playing sports all my life, you think your coaches would teach you those things when you have personal trainers and all that good stuff, how to run? Nope, never did. I had to get married and then wait until my 30s for my wife to tell me how to actually run. So now that I know how to run, my body doesn't hurt when I do it. I love running. One of the things that I found myself noticing and going through is I would be running out through the streets, I mean on the sidewalks, but you know, like on the roads, through bike paths, and people would pass me. They would be faster than me. They would come out of nowhere. Now granted, we're not doing the same course. We didn't start the same time. And that is something I had to realize, is that we all are running different races, quote unquote. I would run 6 to 8 miles a day, or I do run that. I need to start running more. It's hard when you have a kid. But I would be running, I'd be on my 6th mile, and I would see someone pass me, and then I would get depressed. I'd feel like I'm not good enough. I'm not a good runner. I need to work harder. I don't have what it takes to be a fast runner like this person that just passed me. And I really just had to step back and think, well, I don't know if he just started. This might be his 1st mile. This might be his only mile. If you run 1 mile, you might be running faster than if you're running 6 to 8 miles like I do. Like I can run a 1 mile faster than I could run in an individual mile for every 6 to 8 miles. And all that to say is this, is we can't compare ourselves to other runners. We can't compare ourselves to other people in life because we're all running different races. We've all had different training. We've all had different preparation. We've had different life scenarios. We all have different goals. We're all running different races. What we need to compare ourselves to is what has God called us to? Because God has called each one of us to a different race. And when we compare ourselves to somebody else, it is not a fair comparison, because we have been prepared. God has trained us. God has built us up for something different than that other person. And when we look at our Instagram pages and we see where people are at, when we read those blogs, those success stories, those news articles of the very successful overnight business success, whatever it is, and we look, oh man, it's not that easy for me. It's much harder. Then that can start robbing your joy. You can start doubting yourself and things like that. But you have to remember that God has called you to something. And as long as you are obeying, then you are successful. So don't compare yourself to those things. You gotta also remember that people only post the good pictures on Instagram. People only write the really good stories or the really bad stories on blogs because their goal is not to portray real life. Blogs, newspapers, websites, they don't write about the everyday because the everyday doesn't get clicks, and that's what they're here for. They are not writing stories to make sure that you know what reality is. No, they're giving the stories of the exceptions to the rule, the needle in the haystack, the one in the million. And the problem is we keep hearing about those stories and we start thinking that is normal. And when we don't live up to those expectations, when we don't live up to those success stories, we start getting those negative thoughts and thinking that we are doing something wrong. But we can't compare ourselves to other people's races. So wherever you are in life, just make sure that you are obeying God. So when those thoughts come, when you start seeing other people have the success, you won't turn around and look at yourself and think that you're doing something wrong. But you could look and say, praise God, I am doing exactly what He has for me. And then it will be a lot easier for those seasons to pass of negativity, depression, those thoughts that you aren't good enough, that you're over your head, because God is not going to let you drown if you follow Him. I love what Paul says in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think upon these things. Another thing that I had to learn when I was going through these negative thoughts is I can't just not think about negative things. I can't just not think about the situation that I'm dreading, but I have to actively change my mind to be thinking about a positive thing. I have to actively be thinking about something else. And that's what Paul's saying here. He's not just saying don't think about negative things, but he's saying think about these positive things, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right. And how I find the best way to do this is a few things. One is, even when I don't feel like it, and this is where the battle comes in, this is where the discipline, this is where the training comes in, even when I don't feel like doing it, and you won't feel like doing it in these times, when you need to do this the most, you won't feel like doing it. You need to go to prayer and praise God and give Him thanks. And what do I mean by that is, don't go to prayer and ask God for things. Go to God and praise Him for His attributes, who He is, the things that He has given you. And in that process of praying, you're going to align your mind to what God has, and you are going to start experiencing the joy of the Lord, the peace that surpasses understanding, because you're going to be focused on all the blessings that God has given you. And no matter who you are, God has blessed you. He has given you things to be thankful for. So go to God in prayer, give Him thanks, give Him praise, just list off as much as you can. And when you can't think of anything else, take time to meditate and find 10 more things, and you will find that your mood starts to change. Another thing that we see throughout scripture, like the Battle of Jericho, is to sing worship songs. Give praise and worship to God through song. Just start singing songs, even if you're terrible, sing it in your head so no one else has to suffer. When you have an attitude of worship, you'll find that those negative mindset goes away, because you're not focused on yourself. You're not focused on your circumstances that can be negative anymore, but you're focused on God. Surround yourself with friends that are going to lift you up, that are going to encourage you, that are going to be with you. If it's entrepreneurs, Christians, people that go through life that are going to be honest and real. They're not going to be fake, like, oh, I have no idea what you're talking about. I never have negative thoughts. You don't want to be around those people. You want to be around the people that are going to be real, that are going to come alongside you and encourage you. If you don't have that, I hope this podcast can be a supplement. But go out and try to find like-minded people to go through life together. I hope this helps. It is so hard to go through those times when you have those negative thoughts, those negative attacks. I go through them. I share your pain. You're not alone, especially when you go out and you try to stretch yourself and you do something new. You go out and you take a risk. You take a step of faith. No doubt these thoughts come. And when you do, you need to have the discipline. You need to have the battle plan on how to overcome them. And I hope I gave you a few steps to do that. If you have any more questions, if you want to talk about this any more with me, please reach out to me at How to Build a Tent, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. I'd love to walk through life with you in this season. If you're going through these negative times, please reach out to me. I'd love to help. I'm praying for you, and I hope you start out with a great week where God is going to bless you. Remember, give Him the praise, give Him the thanks, come back to Him, remember what God has called you to, and just obey, and you're going to get through this season. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.